on the call sheet for them to check in with us at midnight.
You try every band?
Repeatedly. All audiovisual seem to be down.
Maybe it's just a satellite glitch.
We thought so too, until we received this. From a tracking station in Bend, Oregon. They picked it up about a half an hour ago on emergency frequency.
What are those guys doing?
We did manage to uplink Firewalker's video camera.
It's at base camp, so we're hoping it can give us a picture, tell us what's going on up there.
Data feed's coming in now.
What's the robot doing in the volcano?
I don't know. There's no descent scheduled.
Firewalker's not responding. Except for the video feed, I can't get control. Someone's overriding it.
Lock camera remote and pan left. Stop. Go back. Tilt up and zoom in. Erickson.
What the hell?
Give me that. There it is again. Did you see that? You saw that shadow, didn't you?
Yeah, but what could be moving around in that kind of heat?
I don't know.
Maybe it was just a ghost signal. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that...
Let's go now to our science editor, Eric Parker, standing by in Mount Avalon, Washington. Eric?
I'm standing here on an historic eve with a group of scientists who can barely contain their excitement about this device, which looks like a large titanium bug. Its name is Firewalker, and next week will make its first descent into an active volcano. Now, this amazing robot is the brainchild of volcanologist Daniel Trepkos, whose objective is to gather samples from the crater floor, which may hold valuable scientific data about the Earth's core.
Scientific data? We're talking about revisiting the very origin of the Earth, peering into the fire where it all began. A human endeavor more important even than man's exploration of space.
It's no mean claim.
Daniel always had a flair for self-dramatization.
I'd always heard that he was brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant doesn't go quite far enough. Daniel occupies that rare place among scientists where dreams, ambition, and... great luck converge.
You think his luck just ran out?
Well, the team of scientists you just saw sent a distress signal yesterday after failing to make a scheduled status report. And they haven't responded to any of our calls. But by using remote telemetry, we were able to activate Firewalker's camera. This is what we found. You're looking at the floor of the volcano. But this is the last thing we expected to discover. The dead man is Phil Erickson. Chief seismologist. Now, look at this.
Whoa. What the hell is that?
We don't know. Whatever it was disabled the camera. The temperature readings are upwards of 130 degrees at this depth.
But that was a lie.
Why weren't you up there?
I left the project 6 weeks ago. Trepkos and I nearly came to blows.
Over what?
Well, I wish I could explain. Daniel and I always played Salieri to his Mozart. I was never quite on his plane of intellect. But this time I found him slipping. into madness. The way he began to control the others.
You think he's responsible for what happened?
Whatever there is between me and Trepkos, I pray that he isn't. We've got 20 million tax dollars in this project. If word of it were to get out, it could destroy years of work. I'm afraid to go through proper channels.
Yeah. We're not exactly proper channels.
How soon can we get up there?
Well, we've got a charter flight waiting to take us to Seattle. From there, a helicopter will fly us to Mount Avalon.
Scully, I don't think it's a good idea for you to go.
Mulder, I appreciate your concern, but I'm ready. I want to work.
Well, maybe you should take some time off.
I've already lost too much time.
There it is.
Look after 1672 at Cascade Tower, squad 4200, Ivan.
Pound up to 728 Cascade Tower, roger it down. Radar contact 3 months.
Roger, altimeter 2996, post north side.
Firewalker satellite relay. We install field instruments all around this area. Seismographs, tilt meters.
We'll look around out here after we've checked inside.
These instruments are worth millions of project dollars, and I'm accountable to the USGS for every one of them.
Shouldn't we find the rest of the descent team first?
I just want to take a quick damage survey. I'll catch up with you in a few minutes.
Somebody wanted to put this operation permanently out of commission.
Thank you. isn't what it looks like.
Just about took my head off.
I told you I made a mistake, okay? I'm sorry, all right?
Well, who the hell are you?
I'm Ludwig. I'm Jason Ludwig. I'm the robotics engineer for the descent team.
Do you always greet people this way?
I heard a noise, okay? I thought it was him. I was just trying to protect myself. You know, self-preservation.
Well, who did you think I was that you thought you had to protect yourself?
Trepkos.
He ran hot and cold, you know? Sometimes he wouldn't talk to us for days, and then, boom, you couldn't get him to shut up. Don't get me wrong, okay? No one revered the man more than me. I mean, he was a prophet, an oracle. He saw things. I mean, he saw things that you and me, we only dream about, and then forget when we wake up. Well, it's okay. You can come out now. The cavalry's here.
This is Peter Tanaka, our systems analyst.
And, this is Jesse O'Neill.
Are you the rescue team?
No, we're with the FBI.
FBI? But you're taking us back, right?
After we've investigated what happened here.
Trepkos is what happened here.
Did he kill Erickson?
He flipped out. Right after the descent, he just flipped out.
Can you think of anything that might have caused or contributed to his behavior?
You're asking me?
Daniel was sick. He had a bipolar disorder. I think that's what it was. It wasn't a secret, but... not something he advertised either. But with his medication, he was just fine.
Yeah, well, I think Erickson's wife might disagree with that.
You're part of the team, Jesse? Daniel was my thesis advisor at the university. He asked me to assist him in his project.
Are these his notes?
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever's left of him. First thing he did was destroy all his own work. You know, his field journals, his computer disks. And we salvaged what we could, but I don't really think you'll find much in there. Abuse, anyway.
Hello? Anyone there?
Scully. What do you make of Mr. Trepkos's neighborhood?
What do you mean?
Don't you think their behavior's a little bizarre? Almost paranoid?
Well, considering what they've been through, not especially.
Yeah, they're practically climbing the walls in there.
Well, they've been living in the middle of nowhere for almost a year. One of their team members is dead, probably at the hands of another. You'd have to expect some heightened level of emotional distress.
No, but it's more than that. It's something they're not telling us.
Based on what?
Based on when Ludwig tried to play T-ball with my head, he knew I wasn't Trepkos.
The Mulder, you're sounding paranoid.
Pierce knows these people. Let's find out what he thinks.
Okay.
No one can leave.
To do it.
What should we do with the body?
Do you have a freezer?
Yeah.
Why don't you radio for the helicopter? I'm almost done here.
Let me help you.
No, that's okay. We got it.
Oh. You can't leave, Scully. You have.
Why not?
Trepkos is still out there.
I know. He killed Pierce and probably Erickson. I think we should come back for him with a larger party.
I've been going over Trepkos' work, fragments mostly, but I found several references to a subterranean organism.
What are you talking about?
An unknown organism existing within the volcano. I haven't found anything yet that describes it in specific terms.
Mulder, nothing can live in the volcanic interior. Not only because of the intense heat, but the gases would be toxic to any organism.
What does this say?
It describes the metabolism from hydrogen sulfide into silicon dioxide.
Doesn't that suggest a silicon-based life form?
But the fundamental building block for every organism known to man is carbon, from the smallest bacterium to the largest redwood tree.
Yes, but silicon is the closest element to carbon. It reacts almost identically with other elements, the way it combines to form complex molecules. A silicon-based life form in the deep biosphere has been one of the holy grails of modern science, and maybe Trepkos found it.
Mulder, that is science fiction. It's some elaborate construct from a delusional mind. This doesn't prove anything.
Trepkos said he had physical evidence. It's got to be around here somewhere.
Mulder, whatever evidence Trepkos had, he destroyed.
Maybe it wasn't Trepkos who destroyed it. What if it was one of the others?
Why on earth would they do that? Look, Mulder, the fact is that all of these people are suffering to varying degrees from post-traumatic stress, and from a strictly medical point of view, we have to get them out of here sooner rather than later. Jesse, can I talk to you? Are you okay?
I hate this place.
What happened here, Jesse? You can trust me.
After the first descent, Daniel changed. He became withdrawn and paranoid. He locked himself in the lab for 3 days and wouldn't let any of us in.
Do you think the descent somehow triggered his breakdown?
Well, that's what I thought. And then I found out that he stopped taking his pills.
Lithium carbonate.
Yeah, he said that they were polluting his brain. And he said I was polluting his body. I'm scared. I don't want to die here.
What are you so afraid of, Jesse?
Daniel. The only reason I even came here was because of him. He promised me that this would be an adventure. That it would change my life. But 8 months is a long time, and I just want to go home now.
Where's home?
Anywhere but here.
Samples 7, 12, and 22 also contain trace evidence of the organism. The possibility of this new, or perhaps unfathomably old, life form has left me sleepless. Wondering if I haven't lost all perspective. If my intense desire to find the truth hasn't finally eclipsed the truth itself. Our meddling intellect misshapes the beauteous forms of things. We murder to dissect. My mind is a tangled knot I can no longer untie. Daily I fight the urge to sever it completely, to stop this descent.
Tremor.
There's been a lot of seismic activity lately on the Northeast Rift Zone.
Yeah, well, if Trepto's hadn't destroyed all our instruments, we might even have learned something from it.
You feeling all right?
Yeah.
You know, Agent Scully's a medical doctor. You should let her take a look at you.
I'm fine.
Why don't you just let her take a look at
you? No!
Go get Scully.
Come on, get up. She's gonna help you.
I don't want her to help me.
Of course you do. It's for the best.
We have to get out of here.
He just collapsed after the tremor.
It seems pretty bad.
He's burning up. What is it?
I can't tell whether it's an infection or a toxic reaction, but we got to get him to a hospital.
I'll get a stretcher.
What about Trepkos? We can't just leave him.
He's okay. This is Agent Scully with the Firewalker team. Come in, search and rescue.
Yeah.
You guys go ahead. I'll get O'Neill and meet you at the landing site.
This search and rescue, over.
Request dispatch of medevac to our location immediately. We have an Asian male, mid-30s, spiking a high-grade fever. Tanaka's collapsed. We're getting him out.
Tanaka! Peter! Peter, come on, get back here!
What are you doing? He needs our help.
So what is it, Scully? What are we dealing with?
Without better imaging equipment, I can't say for sure.
I'll take any theory you've got.
It appears to be some kind of a fungus.
Anything you recognize?
Well, I'm not a botanist, but I think it's fair to guess that it's an unknown genus.
What am I looking at here?
Spores. I scraped them off the tip of the fungus. It appears as if one of the spores grew inside of Tanaka until it reached reproductive maturity, essentially outgrowing its host. But by then, it had already caused massive tissue damage, particularly to the respiratory tract.
That would account for the sand in his lungs.
You found sand in his lungs?
Silicon dioxide, the waste product of a silicon-based organism.
Wait a second. There's no such thing as a silicon-based organism.
Maybe now there is.
but we won't have conclusive proof until we determine its molecular structure.
Come on, Scully. How else do you explain the sand in his lungs? It's the best trace evidence we could ask for. Trepkos was right.
Daniel knew about this?
He discovered the spore in the samples Firewalker brought up.
He would have told us.
Not if what he discovered was too disturbing even for him to understand.
This might explain something else, though. The spore could explain Trepkos's dementia. Fungi often contain alkaloids that can affect the nervous system.
Yeah, but what about us? I mean, we weren't exposed.
We don't know that. If it was an airborne microbe, any of us could have inhaled the spore.
So we're not going home, right?
Not until we know how it's transmitted, how it incubates. If even one of us is infected, we could risk infecting a much larger population.
Search and rescue, this is Agent Mulder. Do you copy?
Hey, this is search and rescue. We're still in a holding pattern. Over.
Please notify FBI District Headquarters in Spokane that our party is quarantining itself due to possible contagion. Have CDC send up an evacuation unit on high alert.
What's the nature of the contagion? Agent Mulder?
Tell them it's a biological agent of unknown origin.
That's affirmative. Standing by.
Maybe you should go check up on O'Neill.
I'm going to go find Trepkos.
What if he's already dead?
It'll have a tough time answering my questions. I've got to find out what he knows. What he's found could change everything we understand about the origin and evolution of life.
He's dangerous, Mulder. He's already killed two men.
Then I have to find out why.
Will you at least let me go with you?
No.
Look, I know what you're thinking, but you have to get past that. We both do. I'm back, and I'm not going anywhere.
You have to finish the autopsy on Tanaka. Hopefully that'll give us a better idea of what we're dealing with, whatever it is. I'm counting on you to keep us all from ending up on that slab. Use a little help.
Excuse me.
So what do you need?
Directions, contour map, USGS survey, anything that can help me get here.
Oh. These are the steam caves. They feed into the Sherman crater. That's how we access the caldera. How did you get these?
Firewalker. They were transmitted right before Trepkos destroyed his camera.
Oh. So you're finally going to go after Trepkos? Well, I'll tell you one thing. You won't find him with those. And you won't find him with any map either.
Well, how will I find him?
You won't. Not without a guide.
A guide?
Yeah, guide. Look, I've been up here for almost a year. I spent months in those caves, charting every fissure, every crevice, so Firewalker wouldn't trip. If Trepkos is there, I can find him.
Well, why are you so eager to help me find him?
Oh, I'm not eager. I just don't feel like waiting around for Trepkos to do to me what he did to Pierce and Erickson. Plus, you've got the gun. You're the only one who can get us out of this place.
Whatever I'm smelling, is it toxic?
Between the heat and the sulfur, it can get pretty nasty in here. But it won't hurt you. You'll get used to it.
How far does the cave extend?
About 3/4 of a mile to the crater rim. Let's head in. It twists around quite a bit till you get there. Lots of dead ends. And blind drops. And unless you know where you're going, you're like a rat in a maze.
Gun. Back. Get back.
Why are you doing this, Trepkos? He's already dead. How many times do you have to kill him?
It's not him I'm trying to kill.
To culture the spore using temperatures ranging from human basal to those approximating the volcanic interior. I have used nutritive mediums containing human tissue, blood, and saliva, even sulfur. However, none of the 7 trials have successfully grown the fungus that killed Tanaka. Based on this preliminary data, I've come to the following hypothesis. That unless these spores are ingested or inhaled by the host organism immediately upon their release, they become harmless, effectively dead. Jesse? I thought you might like to know. Chances are good that none of us were infected.
We were at a safe distance from Tanaka when the spores scattered, and as soon as Mulder and Lookbrick come back, we can leave. I just need to run a few more tests, but I think we're gonna be okay. Okay, Jesse?
What went wrong, Trepkos? Firewalker carried something back to the surface.
Firewalker brought up an elephant. The truth is an elephant described by 3 blind men. First man touches the tail and says it's a rope. Second man feels the rough leg. Says it's a tree. Third man feels the trunk, says it's a snake.
What about you? What do you say it is?
I say the earth holds some truths best left buried.
Like the spore?
Who are you?
I'm Special Agent Mulder. I'm with the FBI.
You don't look like a policeman.
I came down here to investigate Erickson's death.
That's not why you're here.
You still believe you can petition heaven to get some penetrating answer? If you found that answer, what would you do with it?
I just want to know what happened after the first descent. What did you find?
It was porous. Obsidian. Erickson thought it was some sort of rock, so I told him to pulverize it for analysis.
Erickson released the spore?
He discovered a new life form. In a single moment, everything that science held sacred suddenly turned on its head.
What about Erickson? If he was infected...
I was too immersed in the work to notice. I'd been alone in the lab for 3 days when I heard their screams. They were all gathered around him. By the time I realized what was happening, they were already changing. Spore grew in each of them until it became them.
What do you mean?
It's a parasite. Lives to find a host.
But you weren't infected?
No.
You destroyed your work, transmitting equipment. You killed Pierce so no one could leave.
No one can leave.
What about O'Neill?
Jesse.
Is she exposed to the spore?
They were all exposed. All of them.
I have a colleague, friend, who's with O'Neill right now. Let me go to her.
She may already be infected. I can't let you leave.
Then you're gonna have to shoot me. Because I'm walking out of here.
Jesse? Oh. God, you scared me. Jesse? Are you okay? Jesse, what's wrong? Jesse? Jesse, what are you doing?
Thank you. Scully!
I'm okay. She was infected. I don't know how.
Erickson was the original host. When the fungus shed its spores, everyone was at ground zero except for Cherkos.
Did you find him?
Change her life.
Search and rescue, this is Agent Mulder. Do you copy?
This is Army Biohazard. How many are you partying?
We have two survivors, Agent Scully and myself.
Copy that. Our ETA is 7 minutes.
Mulder, what are you doing? You're gonna want to question him.
It's all over, Scully. You won't talk. Scully and I are in the third day of a month-long quarantine, undergoing level 4 decon procedures. We are, so far, without symptoms of fungal contamination. All our specimens and field notes were confiscated by the Military Biohazard Corps prior to our evacuation. Their presence is delayed for an indefinite period, the arrival of the USGS data retrieval team. I suspect, though, that there will be little left for them to retrieve. There are no plans at present to explore further any of the hundreds of volcanically active mountains in the Cascade Range, including Mount Avalon. All access points to that volcano have been sealed off by Army engineers. Of the members of the Firewalker descent team, only Trepkos and O'Neill remain unaccounted for. They are presumed dead, and the search for them has been abandoned. Firewalker, however, was recovered, though its sensory and locomotive systems were found to be irreparably damaged. The data it collected from the Earth's interior will never be known. And of the events that occurred at Mount Avalon between the 11th and 13th of November 1994, mine stands as the only record.
This.